Hey, you guys, welcome to the episode. I got a great one for you today. We're going to talk about the four responses to the threshold that we eventually encounter digging towards our goals, our big goals that we have. So before I get started, depending on what platform you're using, you can change the speed. If you'd like to speed up the podcast, I always speed mine up when I listen to them. So go ahead and do that now. And then I'll share a little bit about how I get started, and I will see you in just a minute. Okay, welcome back. So talking about the four responses to the threshold that we encounter when we're pursuing our major goals in life. Everybody is going to encounter a threshold at some point, and it's going to be different for everybody. So I just want to touch on four responses and kind of see where we fit in, kind of see maybe where it fits in our lives, or maybe we see something coming like, oh shit, I didn't think about that. Or maybe that's why I am feeling the way I'm feeling, or reacting the way I'm reacting, or choosing to do or not do the things that I'm choosing to do or not do. The four responses, in case you're taking notes, I'll try to do them in numbers. If not, you can always go back and re-listen. So number one, on the first response to meeting the threshold of pursuing our major goals is stopping, right? The first response is stopping. And that can come in different forms, right? I think when a lot of us hear stopping, we just think, okay, we were going for a major goal in our life, whatever that might be for you. And then you hit your threshold, your pain point, and you just stop. Certainly that's one idea. But things that I believe that we do more of, because when we stop, if we just stop completely, then it feels like, oh, I just gave up, right? So how do we let ourselves off the hook? How do we stop and let ourselves off the hook? How do we stop and not feel like we're stopping? How do we stop and not appear to be stopping in regards to what other people around us see, right? So one form of stopping is being busy or appearing busy, right? So you have a major goal, and I'm so busy, right? So I'm busy. I'm doing busy work, not really taking the actions moving towards my goal. Busy. There's a big difference between being busy and being productive, right? Being busy can be getting ready to get ready to get ready to get ready. Being busy can be, getting everything in order. All in like, it could be mentally busy or physically busy. As an appearance, right? It's almost like a mask of busyness that keeps you from being productive, right? Have you ever met somebody? I'm sure you have. You meet somebody or maybe somebody, you run into somebody you haven't seen for a long time and, hey, how's it going? You know, how's life? Oh, just busy. Just busy. So I heard from one of my mentors, busy is a fast track to mediocrity. Busy is a fast track to mediocrity. And I remember when I heard that, it hit. It hit. I was like, you know what? If I think about all of the times that I've said, oh, you know, just busy, busy working, right? When I'm talking to somebody, somebody asks how I'm doing. In my head, that means I'm not doing shit. I'm not being productive. I'm not moving towards my goals. Because if I was, that's what I would talk about. If I was, I would have more of a proud statement than just busy. Just busy is like, oh, you're just busy. So that means you don't have to really achieve anything in life because you're busy. So that's one form of stopping, right? Appearing to be busy. Another one. We're still on the first response of stopping. Another way that you can stop is, and I hear a couple of my different mentors share on this, is just playing confused. You're playing the confused card. Well, I don't really know what to do next. Right? So I started towards my big goals. And if somebody was to ask, you know, so where are you at with everything? Well, fuck, I'm stuck. I don't know what to do next. So you've stopped, right? You've stopped and you're playing confused. I don't know how to fill in the blank, right? And here's the thing. You know, we could be busy. I mean, it's so crazy the things that could stop us, right? And tell me if you've been there before, like feeling busy or maybe feeling sick. Are you really sick? I don't know. Being busy, being sick, being confused, being overwhelmed. Those are all diversions. They're all ideas to let us off the hook, right? I'm busy. Oh, I don't feel good. I don't know what to do. I'm just so overwhelmed, right? Here's the thing with playing confused, is it's a complete bullshit excuse. Years ago, when I was growing up, you could play confused for a certain amount of time. The reason being is there was no internet. If you needed to know something, you would have to physically go ask somebody or go find somebody's phone number so that you could call them or go to the library and do research. That's how you would get past being confused. And guess what? People did it, right? People did it. Now, we have all of the resources that we need to mitigate any confusion at all in our lives right in the palm of our hands, and you're holding it right now. So, we might not know what to do. Like, we might not know what the, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth step is in our process to moving towards our goals. But we for sure know what the next step is. And once you get there, you for sure know what the next step is. And sometimes the next step might just be, hey, I need to message so-and-so for some advice. Right? So number one on the four responses to the threshold that we encounter pursuing our goals is stopping. Number two is retreat. So what I mean by that is looking or living back in the glory days. So what might that look like? Whatever your goals are, let's say your goals, it doesn't matter, whatever your goals are that you're pursuing, if there's something similar to that that you've lived out in your heyday, for example, in your glory days, it's easy to fall back into that comfort zone of, well, I did it back then and I was really good. And it keeps you there as opposed to pushing forward, right? Or I was really good back then, but I'm not that young anymore, or maybe I'm not that sharp anymore, or I don't have the same friends anymore, but I was really good back then, right? So number two is retreat. Number three is jumping. I could say jumping from thing to thing, I guess. So you start something. So an example of this is you start something, and in the beginning it's super exciting, right? It's just like a relationship, just like maybe a new book, just like a new program, just like a new course, a new job, a new business venture, whatever it is, it's really sexy and exciting in the beginning. And then it gets hard. And you meet that threshold of pain. And you jump to something new. Well, my goals were this, but you know, I also have goals doing this over here. So you jump over to that thing. And then you just become a goal hopper. And if you ever met anybody who has, like, every time you meet them, they're pursuing something different. Right? Pursuing something different, never staying on track. Because once they hit that pain threshold of having to actually grow through to reach their goals, when they hit that pain, they jump over to a new goal. Well, I thought I wanted to do that goal, but this is what I really want. And you meet that person can seem really exciting and really incredible. And what you find out really is that person isn't so much. They don't have a lot of depth to them. And I'm not trying to sound mean, but it's true. If I just kept doing different things in life, you'd probably look at me and be like, well, what do you even stand for? Right? What is it that you're going for? Am I inspired by you? I like to listen, personally, I like to listen to people and follow people on social media and go to events where the people who are speaking have some substance, right? They've lived through some adversities. They pushed through the thresholds and have achieved a lot of the goals that they wanted to achieve. And then guess what happens? You set new goals, right? So the four responses, number one, stopping, number two, retreating, number three, jumping side to side, different goals to goals. And number four is actually pushing through. The fourth response is actually pushing through. This is what separates the winners from losers. This is what separates the shallow from the depth, right? This is what separates leaders from followers. I heard a mentor say, this is the vetting process of the universe. Think about that. This is the vetting process of the universe. When you push through the threshold of pain, like you know what you need to do next and you're scared shitless to do it, and you do it anyways, you push through. Guess what happens? Good things come. And they don't come if you don't push through, right? So when I heard it was the vetting process of the universe, that hit me. Because everything can be. I mean, when we think about it, what options do we have? Stopping, retreating, switching goals, or pushing through. It's always that point to where we want to give up, right? Where we want to give up or it gets hard. And we stop. We're busy. We're sick, confused, just overwhelmed in life, right? It keeps us from pushing through. So we have to take that hard look in the mirror and tell ourselves that we're going to push through, whatever it is, that next step, whatever that next step is from being confused. Maybe you know what it is. I'm sure you do. And listen, a lot of times when I make podcasts like this and I'm speaking directly to myself. Trust me, I have goals I have thresholds that I am currently pushing through. I am currently stopped on. I am currently playing confused. I am currently retreating. I'm currently jumping side to side on my different goals. So I have to have these conversations as well. And I think that everybody that is growing, everybody that is in the pursuit of achieving more in their lives will go through this. Like it doesn't end. It doesn't end. It doesn't end. It doesn't end. And again, the vetting process of the universe will give you and hand you more as you push through. So your pain point, your threshold will either stop you or define you. Your threshold will either stop you or define you. So ask yourself, how do you want to be defined? You guys, if you found any value in this, please screenshot it, share it on your social media. Be sure to tag me in it, and I will share it on my social media, and I will tag you back, and you'll be entered to win some cool shit that I give away weekly. You guys, push through your threshold. Push through your threshold.